Welcome to Health Tips, the show that helps you stay fit. Health Tips is about people who live busy, busy lives, but still manage to look good and feel great. Real people, real results, no theorizing. That's Health Tips for you. Today in Health Tips, it's Ananya Datta, a super achiever as a model, actress, presenter, and as a person. Ananya, tell us what you really do.
Fitness to me is, see, we have a thing about being healthy, but to me, fitness is the optimum health that is possible for each individual, his or her point in life. What is fitness to me may be very different from what is fitness to a 13-year-old or somebody who's 35 or somebody who's 60. Right. See, for me, fitness is a way of life. It's not something that I do sporadically for like 3 months and then go off it kind of a thing. Basically, for me, exercise is something, my gym routine is something that is like, it's sacrosanct to me. I try to push all my meetings to post my gym work time, etc. That's like a sacrosanct thing to me. It's like a must. It's almost like a routine. That is something I try and do 6 days a week. And the other thing is that I usually watch what I'm eating. It's not that I'm on a diet, but it's like I try and avoid certain kinds of food. Or if I overeat on one day, you know, if I binge one day, then the next 1 or 2 days I'm careful about what I eat. So that's the basic issue. The thing is, sleeping is, all of us have a certain individual body clock, and some people need 6 hours of sleep, some people need 8 hours of sleep, some people can have to sleep around 10, 10:30, some people have to sleep around 12. Sleep is as important as exercise and diet. So that's another thing that one should always keep in mind, you know. Well, work out for about an hour or hour and a half. Hour 15 minutes to hour and a half, 6 days a week, unless I'm shooting. I have an alternate day routine, which is on one day I do 1 hour of treadmill because I'm comfortable with that version of cardio. Then I do about 15-20 minutes of weights and sides. On the other day, I do like 2 sets of circuit with, for my body, medium weight, another 20 minutes of cardio and ab workout. So this is what I do. Another thing is just before I leave, about an hour before I leave home for the gym, I do about 15 minutes of pranayama. Personally, for me, my exercise routine has become such that it's not the question of just looking good. I don't feel good if I don't do it. And it's not psychological. Regular exercise does release certain chemicals in your body, such as endorphin. It regularizes your blood pressure, all kinds of things. So once your body gets habituated to it, it's just not the question of keeping well or losing weight or something. It's even psychologically, you don't feel good. I have been training for a long, long time, and I used to be a classical dancer earlier. So I need about an hour and a half of workout. But for things, you can have a decent workout in about 45 minutes. It's a question of the commitment that we have. I feel that one should have that commitment, that this is not an option, this is a must. And then we all make time. I personally believe that, you know, depending, of course, on the age or whatever, I wouldn't recommend somebody keeping the gym in the evening because you said, you know, work pressures don't allow us to have a fixed time. I feel that, you know, if you can just push your wake up time to 1 hour earlier. Of course it is tough, but who said it's going to be easy? This is not about it being tough or easy. As I said, to me, I think fitness is not an option. And when you have something which is a must, it's like you make time to eat because you have to eat. You make time to sleep. So for me, fitness is the same. I take vitamin supplements or mineral supplements. If you're watching what you eat, a lot of times you miss out on, see, every food, there's nothing called a bad food. Every food has certain good things and certain bad things. So when you start avoiding cheese and butter and full milk, then, you know, your calcium intake goes down. So supplements are important. But if you're talking to me about whey protein and all that kind of stuff, I'm not a great follower of it. You have to get in touch with your body. No trainer will know your body as well as you do. So once you get into that whole routine, you connect with your body, and then you know how much you really require. So each individual has a completely different fitness routine. The only thing is, then that becomes like a Bible.
Thanks, Ananya. I bet that was one excuse-busting show. And thanks to Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, who brought this show to you. Atharva Life Sciences Consulting is India's leading market intelligence firm for biotech, pharma, agriculture and fisheries market research. To know more, go to their site at www.atharvalife.com or call 080-2353-2353. 00016. Until next time, bye.